WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Today's episode is all about building that impenetrable fortress around your mind. A shield against the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, as Shakespeare might say. You know what I'm talking about? Those curveballs life throws at you, those unexpected punches that leave you feeling like you've been hit by a rogue tennis ball. Ever feel like you're constantly dodging emotional landmines? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can train ourselves to handle it like champs. Think of your mind like your favorite pair of jeans. They start out stiff and new, but with wear and tear, they become comfortable, resilient, and capable of handling anything you throw at them. That's exactly what we're doing here on Stoic Mental Armor. Building mental armor through consistent practice, discipline, and a little bit of Stoic wisdom. Alright, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll help you build that unbreakable mental armor. First up, acknowledge your emotions. This one might sound counterintuitive, but it's essential. Instead of trying to suppress or ignore those feelings, because let's face it, that never really works, learn to acknowledge them. Say, hey, I'm feeling frustrated right now, or, this situation is making me anxious. Recognizing your emotions is the first step towards managing them effectively. Next, practice self-awareness. Think of this as tuning into your internal GPS. Pay attention to your thoughts, your physical sensations, and even your breathing. When you become more aware of how you're feeling and reacting in different situations, you gain valuable insights that allow you to make conscious choices instead of simply reacting on autopilot. Third, focus on what you can control. We all have those things, big and small, that are just beyond our reach. Instead of wasting energy fretting about them, focus your attention on the things you can influence. Your actions, your attitude, your responses to situations, these are within your power. Remember, you're not powerless in the face of adversity. You have the ability to shape your own experience. Now, challenge negative thoughts. We all have those inner critics whispering doubts and fears into our ears. But here's the secret. They're just thoughts, not facts. Learn to recognize those negative thought patterns and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this thought? Often, you'll find that your initial reaction is fueled more by emotion than logic. Finally, cultivate resilience. Think of it like mental muscle training. The more you face challenges head-on and learn from setbacks, the stronger you become. Don't let adversity define you. Instead, view it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Remember, every challenge overcome makes you a little bit tougher, a little bit wiser, and a whole lot more resilient. Let me give you a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, and suddenly you blank out mid-speech. That feeling of panic? Yeah, we've all been there. Instead of letting that fear take over, try using this framework. Acknowledge the emotion. Yes, I'm freaking out. Practice self-awareness. What are my physical sensations? Focus on what you can control. The next few sentences? Challenge negative thoughts. I can still do this. And cultivate resilience. This is a learning experience. You might stumble a bit, but with these tools in your arsenal, you can navigate the situation with grace and composure. Remember, life isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about conquering them with mental armor forged through practice and perseverance. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to strengthen your mental armor against adversity and challenges. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing these principles, and you'll find yourself weathering the storms with newfound confidence and strength. Now go out there, embrace those challenges, and show the world what you're made of. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some mental armor training. Until next time, keep your chin up, your mind strong, and your stoic spirit shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.